From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. In Baghdad, the Iraqi Interior Ministry now says that the hostages taken earlier today from the Ministry of Higher Education have been released. A senior commander and four police officers have been arrested in connection with this morning's kidnappings. NPR's Jamie Terabay is in Baghdad, and she joins us now. And Jamie, there's been a lot of confusion about whether all of these hostages are in fact free. What can you tell us?
Well, I just actually got off the phone with the spokesman for the Interior Minister, and he said that, yes, most, if not all, of the people who were kidnapped this morning have now been released. We're not sure why, we're not sure how and under what circumstances, but what we know at the moment is that most of the people who were taken this morning are now free.
Tell us about this morning's attack. It was carried out in broad daylight and seemed to be quite highly orchestrated.
That's right. It was extremely organized, and it did present the veneer of an official activity. People, when you see 20 SUVs arriving at a government ministry complex, you pretty much presume that it is in an official capacity. And Interior Ministry officials told me before that three of these vehicles had machine guns mounted on their roof. So they look like pretty much any other security convoy that we see in Baghdad every day. So that's why the guards presented very little resistance, is because that they look very official. And we did see some reports saying that when these gunmen turned up, that they claimed that they were clearing the way for the American ambassador who was supposed to be arriving. So everything that they did presented a veneer, or made them look like they were on official business. So it didn't seem out of the ordinary for them to be behaving the way that they were. But then they stormed into this building. They went floor by floor. It was a four floor complex. And they just took employees out of every floor and put them in these SUVs, and then they drove off.
Now, some of the hostages had been released earlier today. Did they say whether particular employees seemed to be singled out?
They didn't know. What we do know is that when these gunmen came into the building, they confiscated cell phones. They separated the men from the women. That was the only kind of separation and distinction that was made at the scene. And later, 12 people were released. We don't know what the motivation was. We don't understand from them why they were taken. They said that they were humiliated, they were abused, they were spat at and beaten. They went and they were taken to the Prime Minister's office, and then afterwards they were taken for questioning. But we don't really know anything more than that right now.
And where would suspicion fall for who would be likely to carry out an attack like this?
Well, the Interior Ministry believes that it might be the work of the Shiite militia loyal to the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. The Higher Ministry Education Ministry is run by a Sunni political group, and this office in particular is responsible for granting scholarships for people who want to study abroad. And this source that we have in the Interior Ministry suggests that possibly some Shiites who've come with applications, with recommendations from Sadr's office rather than the actual proper paperwork that they're supposed to have, fronted up to this office and expected to be granted these scholarships. And when they've been refused, have believed that it's sectarian-driven rather than the fact that they don't have the proper paperwork. So the Interior Ministry official that we spoke to believes that this could have been a revenge attack, it could have been politically motivated, or it could have been yet another one of the sectarian-driven attacks that we see here in Baghdad every day.
Okay, NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Thank you.